Title: Is lawful possession of a trade secret enough for standing to sue for misappropriation? Content: You may be able to bring a misappropriation of trade secrets claim even if you do not actually own the misappropriated trade secret. A growing number of federal cases indicate ownership of a trade secret may not be required in order for a plaintiff to sue for misappropriation. Possession alone may be enough to confer standing. In Advanced Fluid Systems Incorporated v. Huber, the Third Circuit affirmed a district court ruling holding that a plaintiff suing for misappropriation under the Pennsylvania Uniform Trade Secrets Act, PUTSA, need only demonstrate lawful possession of the trade secret at issue, and not legal ownership, to maintain a claim. 1. There, Advanced Fluid Systems, AFS, a designer and installer of hydraulic systems, filed suit against defendants alleging they had conspired to misappropriate AFS trade secret information to divert business to a competitor. AFS asserted claims for violation of the Lanham Act, the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, CFAA, and the PUTSA. 2. In their motion to dismiss, defendants argued that AFS lacked standing to sue because it no longer owned the trade secrets at issue. In particular, AFS had been hired by the Virginia Commercial Space Flight Authority, VCSFA, to design and engineer the hydraulic motion control system for the Antares rocket. 3. Pursuant to its contract, AFS was required to assign legal ownership to all inventions or works created under the contract to VCSFA, though AFS remained in physical possession and control of the trade secrets and continued to use them in a confidential manner to fulfill its obligations under the contract. In their motion to dismiss, defendants argued that this assignment vitiated any interest AFS had in the trade secrets and that AFS thus lacked standing to sue. In a 26-page opinion, the court concluded that fee simple ownership of a trade secret is not a prerequisite to recover for its misappropriation. The court began by observing that the language of the PUTSA offers little guidance as to whether a plaintiff must own a trade secret before suing for misappropriation. Instead, the PUTSA defines misappropriation as the acquisition of a trade secret of another by a person who knows or has reason to know that the trade secret was acquired by improper means, with no reference to ownership. 4. The court further observed that neither the commentary to the PUTSA nor its legislative history included any reference to legal ownership of the trade secrets as a prerequisite to standing. 5. The court next examined a decision by the Fourth Circuit holding that legal ownership of a trade secret is not a prerequisite to recovery for misappropriation under the Maryland Trade Secrets Act, which mirrors the PUTSA. 6. The Fourth Circuit reasoned that W. Heil trade secrets are considered property for various analyses. The inherent nature of a trade secret limits the usefulness of an analogy to property in determining the elements of a trade secret misappropriation claim. The proprietary aspect of a trade secret flows, not from the knowledge itself, but from its secrecy. It is the secret aspect of the knowledge that provides value to the person having the knowledge. 7. In other words, it is the possession of the secret, not the possession of some abstract or academic legal right of ownership in the secret, which is proprietary and which entitles the possessor to trade secret protection. 8. Viewed in this light, the court's focus was less on the existence of formal ownership rights and more appropriately on the nature of plaintiff's interest in the trade secret and the relationship between the plaintiff and the misappropriator. 9. Consequently, the court in Huber denied defendant's motion to dismiss for lack of standing. In 2018, the Southern District of Mississippi cited Huber for the proposition that ownership is not necessary for a misappropriation claim. In NSEM, LLC v. Butler, Plaintiff NSEM, LLC, F/K/A New South Equipment Mats, LLC, filed suit for trade secret misappropriation, breach of contract and other claims against a former salesman, Butler. NSEM claimed that Butler's employment agreement required him to protect the confidentiality of New South's trade secrets. New South later sold substantially all its assets to another company, changed its name to NSEM, and terminated Butler Fro.